This is Sunday Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 39 of Sunday Supplement. In the first week of March, sun shining, seems like spring is here.
Polyunsaturated.
What? Spring isn't a margarine.
It is a margarine. We all live in a tub of margarine. That is basically, everything's quite yellow. I went for a run today and it was yellow. And I ran with my eyes shut, which is the best way to run.
I would suggest, actually, that of all the ways to run, running with your eyes shut is the worst way to run.
No, it's the best because it's kind of scary and sexy and everything.
How is it sexy?
Well, you know, you got your eyes shut. Anything could happen.
Yeah, but running into poles is a very different thing.
It's like pole dancing, only more violent.
I don't believe that you run with your eyes shut.
I do. It's great, especially around the back of Madley Park. You can get up quite a speed and then shut your eyes and go for it. And then go, yeah, and have to open your eyes because you're scared that you're going to hit something. And it was just a shadow of a bird crossing over. And then loads of birds gather and, you know, and crows start to congregate on, like, playground structures. And you have to run into the school and get those kids out of there. But once they're out of there, all the crows coming and attacking them. Do you know, when they made that film, they actually got a load of kids to run for hours on a treadmill whilst old men with glove puppets hacked at their heads.
Is there anything else you do with your eyes shut? Do you, like, drive with your eyes shut?
No, that would be very irresponsible. I would never do that.
Right.
However, occasionally I do, like, when I drive, I do sometimes pretend that I have weaponry.
Yeah, behind your headlights.
Yeah. You go, pa-chow, pa-chow.
I actually have weaponry behind my headlights, but I don't have any mechanisms with which to remove the headlights out of the way. So I just have a load of missiles stuck in my bonnet. Did you buy a paper?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was the Observer. Considering I run with my eyes shut, it's slightly ironic.
I bought the Independent.
Yeah, another lib off. We've done one of these already this year.
Well, you know, I don't mind having the occasional lib off. I don't know why that sounds dirty. It just does.
It always makes me think of Boris Johnson as well.
You're always thinking of Boris Johnson anyway.
I'm not always thinking of Boris Johnson.
I think when you're running, you shut your eyes and think of Boris Johnson.
Yeah, chasing me.
Cut out and keep.
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 Cut out and keep. Cut out and keep.
I might actually eventually make some jingles for our rounds.
You can't make jingles, Simon. You can't.
I can put change in my pocket and do that thing that is annoying when men readjust their scrotums.
In the words of Louis Theroux, my money don't jingle jingle, it folds.
Louis Theroux said that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Louis Theroux's street.
He is so street.
So, do you have anything you want to cut out and keep?
Loads!
Loads, man. Can I just say, I've, in my head, just been referring to Sunday Supplement this week as that bastard podcast. Just because, not because I don't like it, but just because in my head that sounds really funny in a Bristolian accent.
Well, yes, everything does sound funny in a
Bristolian
accent.
So, what are you going to cut out and keep for that bastard podcast?
Well, Simon, and haven't you just lost for doing an accent?
Shit, yes, I have.
Well, Simon, I've got several things. One, I've got the Observer magazine, the cheap issue, which promises to save you over £61,000 just from following the advice in it. And that's kind of assuming that you're earning more than £61,000 to begin with, which I'm not.
This is a year.
I think so. I think in general, it just says...
Just in general. Well, I could save you £61,000 straight away. Just don't spend £61,000.
But as well as that, I've got How Bridgend Was Damned by Distortion. And this is my favourite journalist ever, because she sounds like a bicycle going down some stairs. Carol Cadwallader.
Cadwallader.
If she married Mr. Ping, then she'd really sound like somebody chucking a bike downstairs. Carol Cadwallader. Ping. Do you remember there was all of those suicides by kids in Bridgend?
Yes.
So she's doing a piece looking at the investigation into the whole thing, it looks as though it's the media that kind of caused the whole thing to begin with, because there are a few deaths. And then the media said, oh, it's an incident, and printed them everywhere and then gave kids ideas. Because it's weird. She says if there's like an island or something and there's never been any suicide and then one happens, loads of happens, because you kind of get permission, the precedent has been set. So that's what she says happened, and it's the over-reporting. And no, it's a really, really well-written piece, and it's quite moving and it's sensitively done and it's just clever and interesting. On the other hand, I've got This Much I Know, the monthly saving expert, Martin Lewis, 36, in London. You might have seen Martin on daytime television. It says, Philip Schofield has introduced me as the tightest man in Britain, which I think is quite interesting. Anyway, so he recommends stoozing, which is borrowing from a credit card and holding it while interest-free in a high-interest current account. It's a hassle, but a well-paid hassle. The best time for high street haggling is midweek in empty shops with mid-level supervisors. Only 2-5% of council taxpayers prove eligible for council tax cuts and rebates. Almost everyone with both debts and savings is wasting a fortune. And then I have the ability to make a farty noise out of my ear by pressing my hand against it in the right way. That's literally what it says.
You can make money that way, can you?
Apparently, if someone's feeling a bit miserable, there's nothing better.
He should go on Britain's Got Talent and eat Piers Morgan's face.
Oh, somebody should eat Piers Morgan's face, but I've got a feeling they'd vomit it up before they could even get to the cheek. Yeah, he was in McDonald's recently. I didn't eat, but they have free wireless. Within 10 minutes, I had a queue of six at my table. It became a money surgery. Once a woman in debt recognised me and said if I didn't help her, she'd kill herself.
So I did that farty noise, is that...
Yes, exactly.
Right, I've got an 80s special issue, and it's got 10 different articles all about the 80s, because apparently, because of the credit crunch and the banking collapse and... massive job losses and
miners on strike.
No, there's no miners on strike and
shoulder pads.
But apparently we're just like the 80s again, so we're having a 80s retrospective. I just think it's an excuse to recycle some old articles they've got. But they've got this really nice thing all the way through it. They've got like Trivial Pursuit cards with questions on. So I'm gonna do those for you. I'll give you four questions and you have to answer them. Right. This is from the style section. Which footwear brand did Run DMC help popularise?
Adidas.
Yes. 1 point for Izzy. It's not a bonus point. It's just a point.
Oh, I've got 11 bonus points.
Six bonus points.
Not 11, I'm sure.
You can't just make up how many bonus points you've got.
I've got 12 now.
Cheat. From which film did Duran Duran get their name?
Fargo.
The 90s film Fargo.
Yeah.
Inspired the 80s band Duran Duran's name.
Okay. Let me have another guess. I don't know many old films. Is it Dracula AD 1972?
No, it's Barbarella.
Top Gun.
Not Top Gun.
I mean, come on, I was only alive for half of the 80s, really, if that.
Who was portrayed as a slug on Spitting Image?
Ooh, I'm just trying to think of people in the 80s. Because it wouldn't have been Margaret Thatcher, because she's not slug-like.
Do you give up?
Hang on, I'm just trying to think of anybody slug-like. Norman Lamont.
Oh, that's not a bad guess. No, Norman Lamont, they portrayed trying to make himself more interesting by holding a cup up to his head, I think. That may have been John Major, though, I can't remember. Kenneth Baker.
Oh.
Now, I'm not sure why this is in the 80s question, because this is clearly from the 70s. Yeah, what salad did the American guest order... in Fawlty Waldorf. Towers.
Waldorf. Celery, apples, walnuts, grapes and mayonnaise.
But I'm right though, aren't I? That's not an 80s show. That's a 70s show.
I have no idea, really. Are you sure it wasn't 80s? It could have been 80s. Could have been
I suppose
80s.
The second series could have been 80s.
It's basically BI, which is before Izzy. That's how time is done. And then we're in AI, which is artificial intelligence / after Izzy.
So I win...
No, it's DI, isn't it? Because it's during Izzy. Then when I'm dead, which won't happen ever. It'll be AI, which will be after. I will go living, you see, in the hearts and minds of thousands. Once I get my empire.
So anyway, I win the quiz, but I think you probably win the section because I did an accent.
And I've got better articles.
Yeah, all right. science then. I've got a kind of a preview for a television show called Grow Your Own Drugs.
Oh, I heard about this and I got angry.
Well, I did initially until I started reading it. It's not drugs as in recreational drugs, it's as in medicine drugs. And it's James Wong talking about the medicinal properties of plants. And I thought, oh God, it's going to be like that. But then there's a very nice quote from him saying, "I'm very much a proponent of Western medicine. I'm not pitting it against traditional plant-based stuff." And then he's asked if the programme title's a bit misleading. And he says, not really. But a programme called Grow Your Own Drugs, I think, has a very misleading title.
What's he growing? Getting a willow tree and trying to make aspirin from it.
Yeah, essentially, that's what he's doing. He's talking about how the World Health Organization estimates that 80% of the world's population uses plant-based medicine as its primary source of healthcare.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing. That's not something we should emulate.
No, he's not saying that. And then he says he's a proponent of Western medicine. He says he says Western medicine's far better. So he's saying that, you know, it's interesting to note. Well, it's an interesting point in the sense that most people go, it's not a natural remedy. Whereas you say aspirin, that's from the willow tree. And so all medicine is natural.
It's just condensed into the bit that works, the active ingredient, that side effect.
Removing all the bad things from it. But I think he will cover that. So it'll be interesting to watch the show to see what side he comes down on, really.
Well, in the science and technology section of the New York Times, which comes as the best supplement of the Observer, I've got taking all those vitamins may do little to prevent diseases. Now, this is very kind of logically well known among a lot of people. They've actually done a test of 161,000 older women using their multivitamin use over a long period of time and have found absolutely no significant figures to say that taking multivitamins or any sort of vitamins are any good. So you're wasting your money, basically.
Well, to quote Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory, if you take multivitamins, all you're doing is creating very expensive urine.
Yeah, but it's kind of more dangerous than that because, like, children's vitamins, they contain a lot of iron, which... You might think iron's all right, but you can overdose on things. Vitamins are actual things. They can actually attack stuff. I still, though, find it really difficult because I know scientifically, right, when you have a cold, your vitamin C levels do go down. However, that doesn't mean that taking vitamin C or extra oranges or whatever makes you better. Yeah, it's really difficult when I have a cold not to start eating oranges.
But you will be craving the vitamin C, wouldn't you, if you've got low levels of it?
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It's just psychological. It's just basically, oh, well, that'll make you better because you've been grown up. Well, I've been grown up in a pot and I've been watered every day. And I've recently got new roots and feet and muddy paws. I also find if you do have a cold, a lot of chilli and pepper really helps because it kind of flushes you out because you're in so much pain. Oh, I've got to show you this video. It's on YouTube and it's a ferret eating a jalapeno pepper. Like, the owners just show the ferret the jalapeno pepper and it goes up and it licks it. And when it licks the pepper, it goes... like that, and looks like it's having an epileptic fit and then immediately runs to their glass of water and drinks out of it. And a ferret drinking out of water is really funny because it's a really long thin glass and ferrets are quite long and thin, so it's like literally in the glass drinking.
Reminds me of a game I used to play with my cat, my erstwhile late lamented cat. We used to play the sniffing game. He'd be sat there and I'd offer him things to sniff and he'd sniff them. He'd go, "Yes, I'll sniff that, thank you very much, next please." So I'd offer him a spoon, the pen, and then I'd offer him Vicks vapor rub and he would go absolutely mental. He used to also like licking cotton buds after you've cleaned your ears out with them.
Oh no.
Let's play article or farcical then.
Article or farcical. My name is Isabel. Hello. We have articles which are in The Observer this week.
I just want to say that this is a bit unfair because you can't lose this section, even with the Second Amendment doing an accent. I beat all comers last week, and now you're doing a French accent. I did.
Well, only an article or farcical. And to be fair, Rebecca is so much better than you.
That is true. She is better than me.
I think Rebecca should do a podcast, and it'll be super duper ooper. And yours would be rubbish. It'd just be you going, "Is it a farcical?"
That's not very nice.
I was joking.
No, I'm going to sulk now. You carry on playing your stupid game. I'm not interested anymore.
Okay, I've got three articles from this week's Observer, and one article made up. It's not real. It's not even close to reality. So, Simon, can you tell which is the article and which is the farcical? Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
So, first article, fish tank therapy.
Is that therapy for the tanks, or in the tanks, or with the tanks?
Literally, and this is really grim, it's putting your feet in your fish tank.
Oh, so the fish eat all your dead skin?
No, they don't. That's the thing. Unless you get, like, special fish that can do that. These fish just have to put up with your stinky feet in the fish tank.
Ooh, it's like Kramer making salad in the shower.
That's wrong. Right, next one. Corpus Christiani, which is about a newsreader on Radio 4 who announced that Corpus Crispy... Not Corpus Crispy. Oh, well, he was left out in the sun for a long time. Corpus Christi in University Challenge beat off Man United.
That sounds filthy.
They actually meant Manchester University, not Man United. Never mind the crack, what about the stains?
What?
Never mind the crack, what about the stains? This is under the headline, My Crap Holiday.
This is an Observer?
Yeah.
God, it's gone downhill, hasn't it?
That's a bit. And last of all, Simon, is this an article or is it a farcical? Archbishop on verge of signing wizard deal. This is all about a member of the Catholic Church, an archbishop, if you will, signing a deal with Bloomsbury, who did the Harry Potter books.
Oh, is this the thing that's an allegory about Christianity? See, this kind of plays into a bit that I'm trying to write for my stand-up, which is that I think that Jesus spent most of his youth learning how to do magic just to get back at the neighbourhood bullies. I also think he finished all his miracles by going, ta-da!
So, Simon... Which is it? We've got fish tank therapy, Corpus Christiani, and if you don't understand that, it's Cristiano Ronaldo or whatever it is. Never mind the crack, what about the stains? An archbishop on verge of signing wizard deal. Which is the article, which is the farcical? You decide.
Well, that Corpus Christiano thing sounds reasonable because everyone has been doing stuff about the woman on University Challenge who answered all the questions, and I don't know why it's news. But did you see what the Sun did? She might have answered 700 points worth of questions on University Challenge, but she can't pass our quiz. And they asked her questions like, what size shoes does Gail Porter wear?
I once waved at Gail Porter and she waved back at me. That happened 3 times in the space of a week.
So I think that's an article. Never mind the crack and Archbishop Wizard. I think that fish tank one is the farcical. You've got a farcical fish tank.
All right then, Simon, let's go through it. So you're saying that the Archbishop on verge of signing wizard deal is an article? Do you want to change your mind?
No.
You're right not to. That is a genuine article. And it's hilarious because the Catholic Church literally think that Harry Potter is messing with the occult.
But they've also got their own, already got their own fictional bestseller, so...
Yeah, but they didn't like Dan Brown either. Never mind the crack, what's about the stains? That is a genuine article.
Excellent.
This is about people going on holiday to Ireland and staying in a pub and then being slightly upset that it's noisy due to it being St. Patrick's Day. Then there's Corpus Christiani versus fish tank therapy. Now, Simon, you say fish tank therapy is the farcical.
I do.
Last chance to change your mind.
I'm not changing my mind.
And you are correct, sir.
Hey, defeats all comers again. Oh, yes.
Well done holding your nerve under what usually would make you quiver and wobble with fear and trepidation. He stuck with his guns. He knew that dipping your feet in a fish tank, in your own fish tank in your living room, was probably not what the Observer would advise. So, well done, Simon Dunn. 2 in a row. I think that's your biggest winning streak you've ever had, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it probably is. You know, it's a streak. I'm winning.
It's more sort of a slight skid.
If I win next week, I will actually streak. Your letters, well, email, well, things. We've
tweets.
Even got tweets this week, yeah. So I'll go with mine first. This is from Nick Cohen, who's written to us a couple of times, but I'm not sure if we've mentioned him before. So hello, Nick. Dear Simon and Izzy, after listening to your podcast, I felt motivated to check out Jenny Barnett's show about child inoculation and find out what all the fuss was about. Congratulations to your guest, Rebecca, for managing to listen to that drivel for 45 minutes. I only lasted about 20 and then had to shut it off before the urge to swallow my own tongue became too powerful. That's from Nick. I actually did swallow my own tongue because I listened to all 45 minutes of it.
I didn't. I couldn't. I wanted to cry. It's just so annoying when idiots get a chance to be idiots.
Well, it's annoying when they get the mouthpiece for it as well. I mean, I know we have a mouthpiece for being idiotic, but I'd like to think we're not spreading shit everywhere. Well, bad. Well, I'm going to skip this thought because it can lead nowhere.
Right, now Twitter exploded somewhat with some interesting debates because we mentioned Richard Wiseman's test for seeing who lied. And I said that he got two scientists, one to say that their favourite film was something like 2001 Space Oddity and the other one to say their favourite film was The Call. Actually, it was the same scientist who is also the new editor of The New Scientist.
Right.
I believe that's Jeremy Webb. However, thank you to T. King Doll. She's amazing. And now you see, this is the thing about Twitter. Is it Redverse or is it Reedverse or is it Reedvers? Anyway, thank you to him and thank you very much to T. King Doll for being so pedantic. Basically, I have no respect for the pedantic people. I just like to piss them off, really. You know, one, because it's easy, and three, because you just can.
Dear Izzy, are you actually the video blogger Zini Jardin with a British accent? I've just had a look round your website, and based on the photos there, that would have been my guess. That's all the best from Abraham. Abraham wrote to us a few times this week, which was nice. What I quite like is that he's put British in air quotes. So he doesn't even think your accent is real.
I assure you, Abraham, that my accent is real.
I had a look at Zini Jardin's pictures and she does look a bit like you. Not a lot, but a little bit. The answer's no, you're not. You're Izzy.
Or am I?
No, you are Izzy.
I'm actually Piers Morgan.
Well, either way, you think you're the centre of the world.
I do not think I'm the centre of the world.
Sorry, universe.
Yeah, but that's only because, logically, I am the centre of my own universe. From my point of view, I mean, I can't help being... I'm always in the middle of stuff. Moon was amazing yesterday. Did you see it, by the way?
Oh, I saw the moon next to the Venus. It was amazing.
It was, like, really low in the sky. And it looked like a big red banana. And it was huge because, obviously, when it's at that angle, you're looking for more layers of atmosphere, therefore more dust, therefore that's why it's red. And it looks bigger, not only because of the magnification of the atmosphere, but also relatively to the ground, it's going to look bigger because perspective makes it seem... But it was massive, like a big red banana.
Well, I had no problems with you saying it was massive. What I have problem with is you compare it to a red banana.
It's a red banana!
We have time for one more letter.
I got one from Alice Harvey, which says, love the podcast. Rebecca was awesome. Can we have her back? And the answer is no. She was too good and she nearly won, which made me very upset.
So if you do want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
I said I was going to read out everybody who sent us an email.
Well, that was clearly a lie, wasn't it?
That was clearly a lie. Thank you very much for all those who sent very encouraging emails. We love you dearly. Except you, Andrew, because you're a freak.
You can tweet Izzy at... Is it Izzy_Lawrence?
It's at Izzy_Lawrence. But also, I think we should have a campaign to get Simon to join Twitter.
Part of me does want to join Twitter, but a big part of me really doesn't want to either.
The big part of you is that your arse.
You could also write on our website and on our Facebook group wall.
And also, we got brilliant news that iTunes is back and working because our feed's working again. So, yay.
Yeah, sorry about
that.
So,
if you're downloading this episode along with three others, that is why. It wasn't our doing. It was the evil, evil people at, what was it, Google? I don't know. I don't understand who's responsible, but it was just a new bit of code.
Basically, we stopped feeding Google. And Google got stroppy like a toddler in a high chair. I went, no, I don't want to. So we had to pretend to be an aeroplane. And it was a mess.
It was a mess. Google is a hungry, hungry bastard.
Let's stuff our mouths then. Food it is. I'm doing food from my 80s section. And it's got recipes for what was obviously proper 80s food. So they got quiche Lorraine, trifle and chicken Kiev.
Nice.
If you say so. I mean, I don't know how particularly 80s that is.
I've got much better stuff because I've got my cheap magazine. I've got an article called How to Have Supper with Nigel Slater for 31p.
Actually, with Nigel Slater?
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, it's saying how to cook cheaply, which includes recipes for noodle soup, bubble and sweet, pilau rice, pea and ham soup, macaroni cheese, meatballs and... What's really depressing about this is they're cheap on a budget food. Is more expensive than the food I make. Which is just like, oh. So if I were to follow their cheap, you don't have to be pricey and have steak every night food, I would actually be spending more.
Who has steak every night?
UK average for spending on evening meals is £864.76 per person per year, which is evening meals at home. But it's not for me. But yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. And also, they don't mention going to the butchers. And the butchers' meats are much cheaper than supermarket meats. I mean, literally, cheap as chips.
Are chips cheap as chips?
Yeah, cheaper than chips, particularly if they're McCain chips. But that's because, you know, he's just bitter that he didn't win the election.
Well, he did put all his chips on the table and came up short.
No, he just had a big chip on his shoulder, which was called Palin.
Wow, we're doing satirical jokes from November.
Yeah, but, you know, all McCain jokes are old. Because he's old, you see? He's not still old, though. Since losing the election, he's actually got younger. It's like Benjamin Button.
Should we decide the winner of this section on another quiz question from the Trivial Pursuit cards?
Go on, then.
Which Jamaican-born TVAM chef became a UKIP candidate?
A UKIP candidate?
Yeah.
The only UKIP candidate I know is Kilroy Salk.
Well, it's not Kilroy Salk, is it?
Celery, apples, walnuts, grapes and mayonnaise.
No, it's not celery, apples, walnuts, grapes and mayonnaise. It's Rusty Lee.
Who?
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements. And considering I didn't really have any supplements this week, I didn't even have a bloody magazine.
You have a magazine?
No, I just had like a newspaper type supplement, not a glossy.
I had two glossies. I had the Sports Monthly Special thing and I had the cheap magazine. But even the cheap magazine was glossy.
Yeah, it's irritating because the Independent's really gone downhill, I have to say. So I offer up my Trivial Pursuit questions and James Wong, who looks like a 17-year-old man, stood next to a plant saying it's not really drugs.
I mean, I've got, which we haven't even been able to talk about yet, the 10 embarrassing endorsements, top 10.
What's number 3?
Pat Jennings and the car part. I was never likely to be a lot of dignity in advertising an oil filter, but Spurs goalkeeper Jennings didn't help his case by agreeing to be costumed as an oil filter in the 1917s advert for Unipart.
Right, depending on what is number one, I will decide whether or not you win this week.
No way, I've won already. But I think number 4 is better than number 1, so I'm going to go with that. Muhammad Ali and the insect repellent. Greatest showman on earth, could sell like no other, but even he was tested when he was asked to hype man's eternal war with the cockroach. Why Decon's plastic cockroach traps? Because they're beautiful, especially since my picture's on the box.
Right. I was going to let you win, but after that, I don't think I'm going to now.
You let me win? Excuse me, Simon. Right, you lost cut and keep because you're inept and did an accent. But also, I've got Carol Cadwallader, which is the best name, doing a really moving piece about Bridgend. And I got a whole interview with Alan Moore.
I've got two interviews with Alan Moore, which I didn't talk about because they weren't in my bloody supplements.
Haha, mine's in my supplements, so therefore it counts, yeah? I've got the New York Times, and I've got the cheap saving stuff with the guy with the man who can make a fart in his ear. I think that's amazing.
I've got Adamant wearing leg warmers holding a Rubik's Cube. Yeah, you clearly win. Right, so the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was Izzy's paper, The Observer. So join us next week.
We will have a proper good tabloid off, I think, next week.
Okay, I like the idea of that. We'll do tabloids next week. So if you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Our website is sundaysupplement.com. You can join our Facebook group.
You can tweet.
You can tweet Izzy. You can dig us on our website. And I think it would be really nice if you all just recommended us to one friend. Just one. So you listen to this.
Unless you really hated the podcast, in which case recommend us to an enemy.
Yeah. Or if you're in a barrier reef, you could recommend us to an enema.
No, that's an anemone. An enema is where you put something up your bottom.
I don't think they should do that.
I don't think you should recommend us to an enema. Unless you could basically liquidise all of the supplements and put them up somebody's arse. And then see what comes out.
We really do know how to promote our podcast, don't we?
I'm surprised Pepsi and Coke haven't done this already.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission. Izzy,
what?
I've just watched that How to Grow Your Own Drugs.
Was it a really good, like, you know, clinically tested, not at all vaguely supporting witchcraft?
No. It was crap, and it was full of couched language where it was saying, oh, it's thought that this does this, so I cried.
Did they say the solution to the world's problems was juju berries?
Yeah, actually, pretty much. He did actually mention juju berries and said that they were brilliant, that they had 100 times more vitamin C than oranges, so they must be good.
Yeah. Have you ever OD'd on vitamin C? You got that Kilroy silk. I win all over again.